AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. casualties from the Iran war are now at 6. While saying more deaths are likely, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth declared it would not be an endless war.
This operation is a clear, devastating, decisive mission. Destroy the missile threat, destroy the Navy, no nukes.
Still, the war has spiraled farther. As Israel and the U.S. continue to pound Iran, Tehran and its allies have struck back, targeting Israel, the Gulf Arab states, and sites critical to the world's production of oil and natural gas. The Iranian Red Crescent Society says at least 555 people have been killed in Iran so far. Authorities report 31 killed in Lebanon and 11 in Israel. Sagar Magani on what led up to the war.
As he left the White House Friday for Texas, the president noted indirect talks with Tehran.
No, I'm not happy with the way they're going.
But said there was no final decision on what to do next. About 3 hours later, aboard Air Force One, he relayed the go order down to Joint Chiefs Chairman Dan Kane.
The president directed, and I quote, Operation Epic Fury is approved. No aborts. Good luck.
From there, a massive military force made final preparations.
Across every domain, land, air, sea, cyber.
The attacks continue 2 days later, but for how long? The president says the initial thought was 4 to 5 weeks, but says the operation could go far longer. He tells the New York Post he's not ruling out putting American troops in Iran if necessary. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Oil prices leaped on worries that the Iran war will clog the flow of crude. Stocks swung from sharp losses to small gains. The S&P closed up less than 0.1%. The Dow added about 0.2. The Nasdaq, 4. Oil and defense stocks rallied. Treasury yields rose with worries about inflation. This is AP News. Hi, Panjwani, on what we're being told about a mass shooting over the weekend in Texas.
Authorities say a gunman wearing clothes with an Iranian flag design and the words "property of Allah" killed 2 people and wounded 14 at a Texas bar. The FBI said the shooting in Austin is being investigated as a potential act of terrorism. Police shot and killed the man who had used both a pistol and a rifle early in the shooting. It came a day after the U.S. and Israel launched an attack on Iran. The Department of Homeland Security identified the gunman as 53-year-old Diaga Diagne. Multiple people briefed on the investigation say he is originally from Senegal. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And the House Oversight Committee has released video of former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's depositions last week about their relationships with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.